We're back on the Yellow Jacket Hockey Pregame Show. It's Tuesday night, and we're at Westman Arena in Superior. The Yellow Jackets getting ready to take on Bethel. I'm John Garver, and in the pregame show, as always, we're joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Dan Laughlin. And first things first, Dan, it's been a while since we had you guys on the air here. How was the holiday break for you?
It was really good. It was good for, I think, everyone to kind of get away from the rink and home with family and friends and get charged up for the second half. And it's nice coming back and there's no school, so the month of January you can just kind of focus on hockey. So I think it was a really good break and everyone had a time to relax.
Talking about break, and I want to use that word specifically because you had a larger break in the action, I think, than just about anybody I've ever seen. Three games in the span of about 7 weeks. What kind of an effect does that have on your team?
It was different, obviously, from the past, but I think also it gave us time to, I think in the past we played a lot of games early, so we didn't really get a chance to look back at some games and, you know, put that things we need to get better on in practice and stuff. So it certainly gave us more time to kind of the X's and O's and on the ice stuff and also to heal some bumps and bruises. But, it's either way. Either way is good and either way is bad. So it's been pretty good, obviously, for us. So hopefully we keep this pattern.
Yeah, your team definitely was itching to play when you guys finally got to take the ice again last Friday, first at Gustavus. 2-1 victory, and it seems like always a tight game between you and Gustavus. But this was a tough building to play in down there. They're very good in their own barn. It's a big win for your team, wasn't it?
It is. It was a huge win. And to be honest with you, our team probably physically wasn't 100%. We had a lot of players kind of coming off some sickness and we had some skate issues right during warm-up. It was just perseverance all through that game. But I think kind of being so much time to prepare for it, we did really well with the X's and O's, and they executed it well. Though we weren't at our physical full strength, we really executed things right and played with a lot of, grit, just doing the small things, and it paid off.
I think everybody knows how much you lean on your senior goaltender, Catherine Johnson. 15 saves in the third period on Friday, Gustavus. That's the reason why you lean on her, isn't it?
Right. I mean, she played amazing. It was fun to watch, and we also played good in front of her too. But that goes to show how good Gustavus is. So I think as a team we had 35 block shots. So it helped her out that way, but. Yes, she did fantastic for us, and she's going to be our leader as we go down the stretch.
Quick turnaround then to go to Saturday, the afternoon game against Augsburg, a 4-1 loss in that one. Kind of maybe a case you got your team just being a little bit out of gas.
I'm not an excuse guy, but I think we were. I think it was we were so emotional from that game. They wanted to win that game, a Gustavus game, very bad, and they pulled it out. And again, I think not being at our full physical strength and just kind of running on adrenaline there and then coming back. And I kind of knew Saturday, the first period, I didn't know it, but I felt we'd kind of be a little sluggish and then kind of, all right, here we go, let's get it back. And we did in the second period, and then they got the third one on us, and it kind of deflated. Not deflated us, but it was hard to come back from that. So, yeah, all said and done, I think they were a little gassed. But we've had a couple days now to get refreshed, and I think we're right back at it.
And it's a big week for you, too. So with the three games this week, you really don't have a lot of time to recover. You have to get back at it. First one is going to be here tonight against Bethel, a team that, again, it's with the crossover, the interlock, whatever you want to call it, between the WIAC and the MIAC, a team you've seen a fair amount over the years.
Yeah, I mean, they're well-coached. He's been there a long time. He's got a good group. They seem to always have really good goaltending. So just another one of those teams where they play hard. They're disciplined, and you got to bring your best. Otherwise, you're going to get nipped from it. So we got to be ready to go right away tonight.
I was looking at some numbers today before I came down here, Dano, and Kaylee Martinson has 12 goals for you this year. She's now third all-time in program history in goals scored. Don't know if you knew that or not, but she's, over a third of the goals that your team has scored this year have come off of her stick. How do you rely on and get some other people going so that she doesn't have to carry the full scoring load all the time?
Well, I think first and foremost, the power play needs to get going. And we got two power play goals, one each. We've scored a power play goal last Friday and Saturday. So that's a good way to get other people kind of involved. We're going to get it. It's just everyone's just got to start getting that puck on net more. But Kaylee's just, she's just one of those players that she's a goal scorer. And that's what she likes doing best, and she does it. So, for the others, they're going to get their goals. But I think, Kaylee's just, I hope she gets a goal a game. That's how it goes, and that works for us. So.
Her career numbers are basically going to be almost 2-1 goals to assists. So, yeah, she's a shooter and she is a goal scorer. Biggest keys for your team tonight?
You know what? We got to execute our systems, right? We did that, I thought, to perfection against Gus Davis, especially our neutral zone. We've been really working on that a lot, just really clogging up the middle, especially in our big sheet of ice. But I think systems is key. And then just, again, getting back to that work ethic where it – doesn't matter if we're going north or south, the feet got to be moving just as hard. And when we're doing that, and good things are going to happen for us. So
probably goes without asking, but Catherine going to goal?
No, we're going to give her the night off. Kinsey Whalen, she's all of our goalies have been working extremely hard in practice, but I think with the schedule, I think it's nice to get her a rest and, get Kinsey in there. If something does happen down the road, you want to have someone ready to go. So she's up for it. We're excited. And I know she'll do her best.
That is why you always ask the question I wasn't going to ask. And that's why. Thanks a lot, Daniel. Good luck.
Thank you.